To this week's parasha, Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. Pasuk Dalet says, V'shem Ho'echod Eliezer. One of Moshe's sons was called Eliezer. Kirekei Ovi Be'ezri V'yatzleinu Mecher Parei. Hashem saved him from the sword of Parei. The Sefer Shol Rav brings down that somebody wrote to the Mabit. The person who wrote the letter, his name was Eliezer. The Mabit told this Chacham that your name Eliezer is not after Eliezer Eved Avraham, because Eliezer Eved Avraham was Orr. He was cursed. He was an Eved. So you can't call Bishmo, you're not allowed to call his name. The Gemara Lamed Chesed Beis Yuma says, Shem Rishoyim Yerikov. You don't name after Rishoyim. So your name, Eliezer, is after the son of Moshe. But it's interesting he says that, because what about Eliezer, the son of Moshe? And the Chidor, in his Sefer Shem Agdoilim, he asks, how could Moshe call his son Eliezer? Eliezer was an Eved, and Eved is Orr, so how could Moshe name his son the same name as Eliezer Eved Avraham? And he says, and you cannot say for your own reason, he had a different reason, because even if you have a different reason, that wouldn't be, you still wouldn't be able to name after Russia. So he gives three answers. One answer he says is that when the name itself is a good name, you're allowed to call it. When the name has meaning in itself, nothing to do with the person, and it has good meaning. Elekei Ovi Be'ezri is Eliezer. Like you see, as an example, is you see the name we see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel. How could he be called Rabbi Shmuel after Yishmuel? He named somebody after Shmuel, but the name there is a beautiful name, Yishmakel. So then it's possible, because you're using the meaning of the name is fine. A second pshatik is that Eliezer wasn't a Rasha at all. He was a tzaddik aside item. But genetically, he was an Orr. And even that, the Medrash says, he changed from Orr to Baruch. There's no problem naming after Eliezer. The third pshat, he says, there's a famous Yalkut. The Yalkut Shemini says that Moshe, when he went up to Shemayim, he heard them talking there. And he heard them saying, Elozer b'ni Oim, and HaKadosh Baruch is saying, Elozer b'ni Eliezer, my son, said, an eglo bashnosa. How old is an eagle when Torah uses the word eagle? It's a year old. And he heard him discussing the words of Eliezer, of Rebbe Eliezer from Chazal, the Tana Rebbe Eliezer. So he said, Yehi Rotzai, maybe the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyetzizeh Mechalotzi, that I should have a son, Eliezer. He heard the name Eliezer there. So in other words, he was given that name in Shemayim, and therefore was able to call the name. Shemayim gave him the name to call his son. If you remember, this is a subject we spoke about in Parsha Vayera, also in Shaul ben Akhnanis. How could Shaul be named after Shaul ben Akhnanis? Moshe, Yisrael gives advice to Moshe, and he tells him to pick Dayanim for Klal Yisrael. He tells him to take Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, choose a list of qualifications. Anshe Chayil, Yirinikim, Anshe Yemes, Sonya Votso, hate bribery. So there's a list of qualifications you need, Yisri says, to make somebody into a dayan. Then, this is with advice. Vayishma Moshe, Moshe listens. And now he appoints them. And who does he appoint? Vayivcha Moshe chooses Anshe Chayil. What happened to Yirinikim and all the other qualifications? So the Binyan Shleimer, he says, Pshat is, that a ger is possible. A ger is possible Lodon. A ger is possible to judge. A ger is possible to judge. We learn it from Pasuk, Mikerev Achicha Tosim Alecho, and we learn from that, Kol Mesimus, anybody you're putting in a position, has to be Mikerev Achecho. He has to be miyuchas, he cannot be a ger. So the Erev Rav couldn't be Dayonim at all. Since the Erev Rav couldn't be Dayonim, every person in Klai Yisrael, in that Dor, who wasn't part of the Erev Rav, had all the credentials needed. Yirid Akim, Anshei Emes. The Dor HaMidbar were very special. The only one they had to, Moshe had to check that they had was Anshei Chayil. Because what Anshei Chayil mean, Rashi says, is Ashirim. So you had to make sure they hadn't lost their money yet. That they were Ashirim, you had to check. Everything else was automatic. So what was Yisroi saying? You have to choose these people. Yisroi didn't know the halachas. Yisroi thought even a ger could be a dayan. So he said, you have to check out if they're right to be a dayan. It's very meduik in the words. Because Yisroi says to Moshe, va'atosech zeh, you to choose mikol ha'om. The om always includes even the Erev Rav. When Moshe picked, it doesn't say he chose mikol ha'om. It says, va'yivchar Moshe an shechayil mikol Yisroel. He was choosing only from Klal Yisroel. Klal Yisroel have all the milas. All you need over here is the Anshei Chayil. There's a fascinating Ibn Ezra where he asks, why did Moshe choose Yirid Akim? And the words of the Ibn Ezra are, Ki hu levado yeda levav enosh. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the heart of man. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it. So how could Moshe choose Yirid Akim? He doesn't know who has Yerushalayim. On this, the Chiddush HaRim added an interesting point. He said that there's two people who know who you are. One is, of course, like Ibn Ezra says, is the Rabbeinu Shloim. There's one other person who knows who you are, and that's your spouse. A spouse knows who the other one is as well. So what happens, a Rebbe also knows pretty well, maybe not as well, sees you for 4 years, watches you in your davening, watches you in your eating, watches you socially, gets a pretty good idea, spends a lot more time with you than your parents, and usually knows you a lot better than your parents know you. The Pasuk says, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Tes, Vayichad Yisroi, that Yisroi was very happy, Al Kol HaTov, and all the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisroel. Al Kol HaTov Asher Asa Hashem LiYisroel. Rashi learns two pshatim. One pshat is, Vayismach Yisroi. He was happy. The second pshat is, it's a Loshna of Nasa B'Tzori Chidudin Chududin. He felt tsar over here. He felt tsar over here over the suffering of the Mitzrayim, the loss of the Mitzrayim. What made Rashi bring another pshat? And what made Chazal learn a pshat that he wasn't b'simcha? The word vayichad means simcha. Why did Rashi want to take out a pasuk pshat? So there's a pshat like this. Rabbi Shua Kotner, Yosef Yeshua Malki says, there are three lashonis of simcha. Simcha means to be happy about something you've never experienced before. That's one type. That's called simcha. Something new to you. Sosoin is a simcha that you had something, you lost it, and you get it back again. You feel then sosoin. We see the Loshon on Bris Milah. Soso noichi alim resecho, kamoitze shol rov. The Gemara Darshan is going on Bris Milah. Soson is Bris Milah. Why Bris Milah? Because a person, Adam Rishon, was noiled mohu. He was noiled already with his Bris Milah done. Afterwards, later Doris had to have a Bris Milah. So it's something that originally man had and lost. So it's sosoin. By a chasna, Shavu Rosh, we say, Aloshnov Ashebora Sosoin Vesimcha. For the Chosn, Chazal tell us is when a person finds a wife, it's like being Mach Morin Kedushin, it's being Machsa Alevidosi. It's an Aveda, it's something you once had, it's just part of you. So since it's your Aveda, it's something you once had, it's Sosoin. For the Kale, it's Simcha, it's something new. Chedva is something completely different. Chedva is a Simcha in a difficult time. When there's difficulty all around you, there's tsar, and something happy happens. It's not easy to feel that happiness, to feel the joy at the time. Ezra, at the time of Bais Sheni, says to the Eden, Va'atem al ta'atsu, don't be sad and don't be depressed. Ki chedva sashem bo'uzchem. He used the notion of chedva. Why? Because many people were crying by Bais Sheni. They remembered Bais Rishon. So he said to you, mechazik yourself to be b'simcha. That's the word chedva. If so, Bag Yisrael uses a lashon, not of simcha, not of sason, Vayichad, of chedva. Vayichad Yisrael sounds like there was something bothering him. Yes, he had simcha, but at the same moment there was something bothering him. That's what we in Chazal see over here. He was upset about the suffering of the Mitzrayim. The Pasuk, very important over here, something I always like to speak about. We have the mitzvah in this week's parasha of Kibud Av V'Em. Sometimes people say if only it was a segula, people would take it more seriously. Be a minig also, people take it seriously. But Rachman Yitzlan is one of our Aseres HaDibros, so that makes it very difficult to do. So the Klei Yoka perhaps will give it a little more chashivas to you when he talks about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. He says, Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha is the fifth of the Dibros. It's included in the first set. The first five are all Bein Adam L'Mokim. The second set are Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Why is Kibud Av V'Em in the first set, he asks. So he explains that even though it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveri, it's Negea to Kovod Amokim as well. Because there's Shloisha Shutfim Ba'odom. There are three partners in a person: your father, your mother, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when you're honoring your parents, you're honoring also, that means you're giving cover to the third partner as well, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a shutuf with them. You recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is part of the deal with them. And he says that is why if you look through all the last five Dibros, it doesn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. In a Kibud Av V'Em, it mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is part of the Kibud Av V'Em. And that is why he said, Chazal in Kedushin said, the Gemara says, Bizman she'odom mechabed aviv imoy, when a person honors his father and mother, it's counted as if I'm living among you, darati imochim, and you're honoring me. What does it mean? Where do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu living among us when you keep Kibud Av V'Em? Pshat is, because it says the word Hashem by Kibud Av V'Em. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. When you stand up for your parents, you're standing up for the Shekhinah as well. The kovod you give your parents, it means kovod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is so closely related. Somebody who doesn't give kovod to his parents, it's not your parents you're being mevazah. It's also the Ribbono Shel Olam you're being mevazah. Which fits very well also with the chinuch that I've mentioned many times, where the chinuch says it's not shayach to be mekayim, kovod of the Ribbono Shel Olam, without first being mekayim kibud Av V'Em. Because it teaches you akaras ha-toiv. When a person is makit toiv to his parents, says the chinuch, yale mizeh, you go up from this, be makit toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a stepping stone. So therefore it makes sense why it's in the first of the Dibros. Because this is part of being mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam. Having akaras toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam is honoring your parents. I told you yesterday, I'll tell you a pshat. It seems to be a stira. The Pasuk says, Eile hadvarim asher tedaber b'nei Yisrael. These are the words you speak to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says there, Lo pachas v'lo yosa. Exactly these words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him the wording to say. A little earlier it says, Koy soy melaves Yaakov. The saged livnei Yisrael. Amira is loshon rakah. Tell the women gentle things. The Sagid Levi Yisrael Kosher Kigidin. Difficult. Like a Gidin, it's like a hard root. Bitter root. So, why is it, how could it be that you tell the women in a soft way, the men in a harsh way, when you're saying exact words HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him to say? It's exactly the same thing. How could you tell them differently when you're given the wording? So, the Svasemis says Pshat is, it all depends how you take it. It's your perspective on it. When the women heard, Atem ti yuli mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, they heard the Torah. They focused on those words. We're going to be a mamleches koinim. As she says, sorry, we're special. We're special people. So for them, they took it as a loshon rakah. Wow, how honored we are. The Ribbono Shel Olam is choosing us from all the people. The men, they heard it as dvarim kashim. Oi, all the responsibilities. All the chiyuvim they are. how we have to be didactic and everything. They took it in a difficult way. It was perspective of how they took it. They were told exactly the same thing. I saw it in Divrei Sicha from Chaim Kanievsky. He was asked this question. He says an interesting pshat. He says, Moshe said it over to them, and he said it over to them. It all depends on the niggun. You could say in a niggun that it sounds gishmak. You make a niggun that it sounds harsh. To the women he said in a soft way. To the men he said it that it sounded harshly, to harsh to them. So the person asked him, so that means he said it twice? He said, yeah, he said it twice. Word for word the same thing. Each one he said it in a different way. The pasuk says, "Vayetze Moshe per Yud Ches pasuk Zayin." Vayetze Moshe likras Chosmai. Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law. When he went out to meet him, it says, Rashi tells us, "Covered Gadol there was for Yisrael then, because Moshe came out, Aaron came out, in the end all Klal Yisrael came out." Where did Chazal get it from that Aaron went out? What it says, "Vayetze Moshe." The pasuk tells us Moshe went out. It doesn't tell us anything about Aaron went out. Chazal add, the whole of Klal Yisrael came out because Aaron came out. Where did they get that from? So Sefer Tevuah Shor explains, it's brought down in Shor Rov, that we knew, the Lashon Vayetze is, Yetzias Tzadik Min Ha'ir Oisareisha. When a Tzadik leaves the city, it makes an impression. The Tzadik has left. Since Moshe and Aaron were shokel, were equal, therefore if Aaron would have stayed there, it wouldn't have made a Roshim. Yeah, Moshe left. Aaron's still there. But it said Moshe left and made a Roshim. It left an impression. There's something missing. It must be that Aaron also left. It's a raya that they both left. This is arguing with the Kleyoka in Parshas Vayetze, which I think maybe we mentioned. The Kleyoka says, Vayetze, it says there, when Yaakov left, Ponahoida, Ponaziva, Ponahadora, all the glory left at that time. The glory of the city left. So he asked the Kasha that many people left places. Why does it say Dafka by Yaakov that the glory left? So he says, normally it's Poshet. The Tzaddik leaves, all the glory leaves. But over here, when Yaakov left, he left over Yitzchak and Rivka. So the Chiddush over here is, even though Yitzchak and Rivka are remaining, still, Ponahoida, Ponaziban Adara. One Tzaddik leaving, it doesn't matter if you leave over equal Tzaddikim. That doesn't help you at all. The fact that a tzaddik leaves is less tzaddikim there. It affects the city. And therefore, it was ponohid upon his ziva, upon adora. While here we're saying, the pshat is, when Moshe left, Aaron must have left. Because if Aaron didn't leave, it wouldn't have been vayetze. It wouldn't have been ponoziva, ponohida, ponadora. Achloik is between the two pshatim. Okay, just very quickly, we can just, at least you can hear the kasha. Now the pasuk says, "Vayoyim Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim." The Mechilta says on that pasuk, "This is a gnai for Klal Yisrael. It's degrading for Klal Yisrael." Shemiyoyim Sheyotze Yisrael Mitzrayim. From the day Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Loi Omad Echmem Loima Baruch Hashem. Nobody in Klal Yisrael said Baruch Hashem. Ad Shebo Yisrael until Yisrael came in this week's parasha and he said Baruch Hashem. The kasha is we say in davening every day, v'nostu yedidim, talked about by the Kriyas Yamsov, shirois, v'sishbochois, brochois, v'idois. So they said brocha by the yom. So what does it mean? Nobody gave shiro before, nobody said baruch before Yisrael came along. To find the answer to this question, it's strange where it's found, in the Siddur HaGro, the Kash is asked, but what's strange is it's not asked in Ezra's on the weekday davening. For some reason, the Kash is asked there in the Shabbos Ezra's. There you'll find that Kasha. Also, if you look in Rav Schwab, his Sefer on the Siddur, you'll find the way he learns Pshat over there. He doesn't ask the Kasha, but the way he learns the Kasha, there is no Kasha. Shabbos. Mordechai and Shefi, please remember.